Amen. It's good to have the pastors home. Come on and give God a big hand clap of praise. Amen. Open up your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. This morning we're going to talk about faith. Amen. How faith moves mountains. Amen. How faith strengthens hearts. How faith encourages spirits. How faith creates miracles in your life. In the very first verse in the 11th chapter, it says, now faith, somebody say now, is the substance of things, what? Hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Jump over to the 6th verse where it says, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please him. For he that cometh to God must what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How many folks in here diligently seeking the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Now faith, meaning present faith or pistis faith or that living divine principle that's in your life that causes you to wake up every morning and expect everything to be all right. That causes you to wake up every morning and go out there and stick your key in the car and expect it to start no matter how old it may be or no matter how bad it was running the night before. That same faith that takes you to a bus stop realizing, knowing that the bus is going to come, not knowing whether they're going to be late, it doesn't matter. You know by faith that it will appear. So you stand there and you wait on any, your faith will cause you to expect things, to expect the blessing, expect wonderful things to happen, expect your healing, expect your deliverance, to expect your mind to have peace, to expect your heart to have joy. Faith does a whole lot of things in our life. Faith creates atmosphere in your spirit that the Spirit of God can dwell in. Faith will make you believe. It says Abraham had hope against hope. Why? Because his faith was fantastic. Faith will cause you to seek those things that you can't see, believing that God can do them. Not tomorrow faith, but right now faith. You need faith for the circumstance you're going through right now. You need faith for your situation right now. You need faith for your body right now. And if you have faith in God, you understand this one point. You will make God happy. How many in the business trying to make God happy? Amen. I want to make God happy. It don't make God happy for you to shout. It don't make God happy when you speak in tongues. It don't make God happy when you lay prostrate out on the floor. But what makes him happy is when you have faith, when circumstances say you can't make it. When you have faith, when your body is racked with pain. When you have faith, when your mind doesn't know which way to turn. When you have faith, when your finances have dried up. You have faith when you're being persecuted and afflicted. You have faith when trials and tribulations are trying to destroy you. That's what makes God happy, because God looks down on you and says, he looks down into your heart and he sees faith. And when he sees faith, he sees himself. And when God sees himself, he gets encouraged. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage God. Now faith is the substance. Substance means, substance is something that you can grab onto. Like these keys are substance. Somebody ain't got their keys. We got two sets of keys up here, but they substance. Why? Because the substance causes a chain reaction. If you take these keys, which are substance, and stick them in a car and turn it over, it does what to the car? It makes the car run. Because it's what? Substance. This substance in this now faith is the person of Jesus, which gives you the ability to do what? To run this race with patience. It's substance. Substance is that which is in your heart, which gives you the ability to bind up things in the earth as he binds them up in heaven, and loose things in the earth as he loosed them in heaven. Substance is Christ in you, giving you the ability to withstand every onslaught. Christ in you is the substance that gives you the ability to put on the helmet of protection, put on the breastplate of righteousness, put on your shoes of preparation of peace, gird up your loins with the word of truth. That's the kind of faith. That's the kind of faith God is. That's the substance that God is talking about. He's not talking about something that you can't feel, something you can't imagine, but he's talking about something that will change your life, something that will encourage you. When the Bible says, present yourself a living sacrifice, which is holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service, it's talking about this kind of faith. faith. Now faith, which is the substance thereof, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's your substance. Your finance ain't your substance, but it's Jesus. Your trouble ain't your substance, but it's Jesus. Your car ain't your substance, but it's Jesus. Your family ain't your substance, but it is Jesus. Jesus is your substance that drives and pushes you and motivates you to believe that God can do anything. We're talking about a right now faith, a today faith. Whatever you're going through today, you got to believe that when you leave out of here, God is already taking care of it. When most cases, when you come in here, you have to believe God was already taking care of it. Because if you came in the door praising God, if you came in the door worshiping God, you already believe that God took care of your situation. Faith is something that moves the very power. It moves the throne of God. It makes God want to do great things for you. Faith is something when God looks down into your heart and he can see faith, he knows that there's something tremendous about to take place. He knows that there's a miracle about to happen because you have created an atmosphere around you that God can move in. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance. Or you can go to Hebrews 1 and 3 real quick. We'll look at the substance. Hebrews 1 and 3. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 and 3 says, well, we'll read 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than angels, as he hath by experience, inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. Look at here. We've got something more power than you ever can understand. We have Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. We have Christ Jesus, the deliverer. We have Christ Jesus, the Emmanuel, meaning God with us. I got news for you. It's going to be by your faith that you get healed. It's going to be by your faith that you get delivered. It's going to be by your faith that God blesses you. It's going to be by your faith that you receive the peace you have. Ah, you can't live on another man's faith. You can't run by another man's faith. You got to have faith in yourself. But see, what folks don't understand, that everybody has a measure of faith, but you need to start seeking God so that you can have the gift of faith. See, the gift of faith is that faith that makes you want to give up your walkers, the faith that makes you want to believe that God has healed your body even though you haven't felt it in your body. It's faith. Gift of faith makes you believe that you already been blessed financially even though you haven't seen it yet. The gift of faith tells you that the mountain has been removed even though you see it still standing in front of you. The gift of faith reminds you and lets you know that your trouble has been taken care of even though it's still there in front of you. Why? Because there's something about the gift of faith that's wrapped up in the substance of Jesus. Oh, he said he is the substance, or he is the person of all things hoped for. What are you hoping? What are you believing God for today? Hope is another translation of faith. What are you believing God for? What is it in your life that you need God to move for you on? What is it in your life that you've been praying and asking God to tear down and pull down some strongholds and raise up some blessings in your life? What is it that you've been... You got to hope sometimes against hope. It says Abraham hoped against hope. What he did, he hoped in God against his own hope, realizing that it was going to be God that take him through. We were laughing this morning. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. It says seek, but it never said you would find it. Never said you'd find it. All he said was seek. That means you got to always be seeking. And the only way that always calls you to seek is your faith. When Brother Tim was talking about Abraham, Abraham sojourned looking for a country that was ruled by God. He looked, but he never found that country. But he kept looking anyway. Whatever it is God has promised you, you got to keep pressing toward it anyway. Even though you can't see it, you got to keep pressing. You can't feel it, you got to keep pressing. You don't hear it, you got to keep pressing. You got to keep pressing because you know that whatever it is God has promised you, if you keep seeking it, God will bless you. He said if you seek him first, he would add all these things unto you. See, it's not a big secret. It's such a revelation. It's so easy that even a child can understand. If you seek the things of God, God will give you the things that you have need of. The Bible says, delight yourself therefore in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You can only do it through faith and by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like it because now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence or the proof of things not what? Seen. Seeing means being an act of seeing through nothing is seen. You can see even though nothing can be seen. There's faith in your life. Uh-oh. I got it. There is faith in your life that allows you to see those things which cannot be seen. Ah, my God, my God. I've heard folks testify and say that they saw their healing even before they received their healing. They saw their financial miracle even before they saw their financial miracle. They saw family members delivered even before they saw their families delivered. Why? Because faith, the evidence is the proof or the substance of the proof that God wants you to know that you got to go a little bit higher. You got to become a little bit mature. You got to study to show yourself approved. You got to pray without ceasing. You got to seek God because in the midst of your seeking him, you're going to find something that you're going to appreciate. You can't find nothing if you can't seek, and you can't get nothing if you don't expect. Faith makes you expect the impossible. Makes you believe God for things that you never thought you can ascertain. Takes you in the realms in the spirit where God is already moving and can't nobody see it but you. You can see, folks don't see you healed, but you see yourself healed. Folks can't see you delivered, but you see yourself delivered. Folks can't see you financially enhanced, but you see yourself financially enhanced. Why? Because there's this pistis on the inside. There's a living principle on the inside of you that won't let you give up, that won't let you turn back, that won't let you fall down. But every time you get ready to fall, it stands you back up. Every time you get ready to run, it slows you down. Why? Because it knows if you stand the fight, if you fight the good fight of faith, you will please God. And my God, I want to please him. Hallelujah. You can please your dog and he'll turn his back on you. You can please your cat and she'll run away from you. You can please your wife and she might forget you. You can please your husband and he'll get too busy. You can please your sisters and they'll forget you exist. You forget to please your brothers and they'll walk and look right at you. But when you please God, he moves for you. There's something about pleasing God, Brother Wallace, that moves for you, that makes you understand that victory ain't going to be yours, but victory is already yours. You are an overcomer. Huh? Not because you're anything great, but because you have the what? The spirit of truth in you, which is what? The gift of faith, which is what? The substance of Jesus, which is what? The proof and the evidence of who God is. You are the evidence of who God is because you believe God. Folks know that he's a God of faith. Because you trust God, they know that he's a God of miracles. Because you've been healed, they know he's a God that can heal. It's your life, which is the evidence of the substance of that's in the faith now. You are now faith substance, now faith evidence that God wants to manifest itself in a life. Only what you do for Christ is going to last anyway. My God, my God. Somebody better get happy up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, is the evidence of things not yet seen. How many believe in God for things you haven't seen yet? The word not means that it doesn't depend on any special condition for you to believe God. You don't have to put yourself, you don't have to believe anybody else's idea to expect God to bless you. Huh? God can bless you because of your faith. Look at the little woman kept crawling up behind Jesus. All she said, I just want to touch the hem of his garment, mother. She didn't say, I need to talk to him. I need to look down into his eyes. I need to hold on to him. I need him to lay hands on me. I need him to pray. She said, all I got to do, Sister Bell, is just touch the hem of his garment. Ah, she kept crawling, and she kept crawling, and she kept crawling, and Jesus kept moving, and she kept crawling, till she finally crept up on it, and she touched the very hem of his garment, the very bottom of his garment. Yeah, my God, she touched it. And you know what? Even that hem was dragging on the ground, but she touched it. You know how powerful God is? When she touched the hem of his garment, he looked around. He said, look, what has happened? I felt the virtue of God leave right out of me. You know what he was saying? Because she touched his garment with her faith, he felt the faith of God leave right out of him. That was the virtue. That was the substance. That was the evidence. And the evidence that came forth was he turned around and said, woman, your faith has made you whole. Not my faith, not the faith of my father, not the faith of the Holy Ghost, but your faith is what made me whole. Come on and give him some praise. It's not what you see. It's not what you say. It's not what you hear. It's not where you go. It's what you believe. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Folks are leaving the gospel to turn to all kind of stuff. Oh, my. Leaving the gospel. They becoming, I better leave all that alone. But they becoming Jehovah's Witnesses and all kind of stuff and New Day Adventists and all this other stuff. How can you leave the gospel? Why? Because folks don't want to have faith to believe God. They'd rather have somebody else believe God for them. They'd rather have somebody else do their work for them. Faith is work. It means that against all odds, you got to believe that God's going to move for you. When trouble tells you that it ain't going to move, you got to believe God. When it seems like your finances are going to dry up, you got to believe God. When they send you all those bills and tell you they're going to take all this, you got to believe God. When they come to repossess your cars and stuff, you got to believe God. God is a miracle worker. There is nothing impossible with God. I'm about to close out. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. The reason you got to have faith and you got to have evidence of that faith in your life, because it says here, but it is impossible without faith. Oh, my Lord. Apart from faith, it is impossible to believe God. To please him. You can't please God if you don't trust, you have faith in God. Pastor Hart told me some years ago, he said, I don't care nothing about your abilities. All I cared about your faithfulness to God and your faith in God. It broke me down. It made me feel bad. But after a while, I realized what he was talking about. God don't care nothing about what your abilities. You can be the greatest singer in the world, but if you don't have faith to believe that God can move, then you just singing. You can be the most, you can teach the word and so prolific and so philosophized, so good that everybody in the world sits there with their ears open because you sound so good. But without the anointing, it's no good. Faith brings forth the anointing, and anointing produces faith. You can't do it. Why? Because our abilities don't mean nothing to God. What means to God is our faithfulness and our faith in him. God, move nothing. You can please God. All you got to do is show him how faithful you are. When you get up in the morning and drag yourself to the house of God, knowing that you don't feel like going, that pleases God. When you get on your prayer bones to pray, knowing that your knees gonna drive you crazy when you get through, that pleases God. When you lay on the floor to lie prostrate before him, realizing now that you can't get up, that pleases God, because you put yourself in a situation that's detrimental to you just to give him something that he adores. God loves praise. He loves worship. And when you show God, Father, I don't care how bad I feel, I'm going to praise you anyway. I don't care what's going on in my life, I'm going to praise you anyway. I don't care how much trouble I got, I'm going to praise you anyway. I don't care what they treat me, I'm going to praise you anyway. I don't care about the affliction or the trouble, but I'm going to praise you anyway, because you are my Most High God. You are my King of Kings. You are my Lord of Lords. You are the one that saved me, delivered me, and set me free. Lord God, I love you, and I love you from my heart. I love you with my faith, and I'm going to let you know that I'm going to show you my faith by the works that I do. What works do you do? By serving God with all your inner being, with serving God with your mouth, by lifting him up and calling upon his name. Because when you call upon the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. Why? Because of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can see, let me tell you, this is about faith. If you can see the invisible, hallelujah, then you will be able to do the impossible. How many hear me today? If you can see the invisible, nothing can stop you from doing the impossible. You've got to get to a place in God where you can see the invisible. And the only one thing that does that is the word of God. Don't take what I say. Study to show yourself approved. Find out for yourself if God be God, if he be real, if he be the healer of all things, if he be the liver or the creator of all the world. You find out, when you get to study, you will find out that God will raise up a standard in your life that will break down principality and power, things that's trying to separate you from the goodness of God. I got news for you. I want to please God. And if I've got to have faith and trust, several times to please him, then so be it. If I got to go through hell to please God, then so be it. If I got to be sick for a season to please God, to show him how much faith I got, then so be it. If I got to go without finances for a season so I can please God, to show him that I got faith to believe that he's going to move for me nevertheless, then I got to go through it. But I know this one thing, you can't please God. You got to cometh under God. You got to cometh under him and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Even though you can't find him, you know that he's still there. You can't see him, but you know that he's there. You can't feel him, but you know that he's there. Why? Because of the evidence. My God, you got evidence to prove that he's there, because he's done healed your body. He's done set your soul free. Done strengthened you in your hour of need. When it was no one but you, and you felt all alone, Jesus came forth from within you and encouraged you and let you know that this too will pass. Hallelujah. Amen. It's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, my God, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's what Abraham did. He diligently sought God, and God rewarded him for it. Amen. So you remember, if you diligently seek God, God will reward you for it. Because you can't please him any other way. So if you're not seeking God this morning, you need to get on the right track. You need to change your attitude and your disposition and to begin to seek God. You tired? Seek God. You weary? Seek God. You wore out? Seek God. You hurting? Seek God. You sick? Seek God. You financially strapped? Seek God. Whatever you're going through this morning, you seek God. And you will please God. And in your pleasing God, God will please you. Don't you know that when you walk in faith, you show God favor? And when you show God favor, he shows you back the same favor? I'm encouraged this morning because it's according to faith that we live and that we breathe and we have our being in him. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For it is impossible to please God without faith. For he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How many like receiving rewards? Well, you need to keep seeking God. And if you haven't received any, you need to seek him. Because God will reward you according to your faith. Not mine, but yours. I want to pray for everybody. I want you to come stand across this front real quick. As we believe God to supply and meet the needs in your life and to create an atmosphere of faith in your spirit, so that you can believe God for those things that seem to be impossible. Understanding that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.